Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, I'm just delighted to be here with you so that we can touch one another, share ideas, and guess who is here?
Good evening, Carolyn.
Good evening,
everyone.
Well, I just want to mention again how interesting it has been. We sent out an email to our listeners asking for your suggestions as to who you might want on the show. And the names of the individuals were just so fascinating. It's given me a whole new life to get all excited about new people coming. And one of the ones, as you are aware, was Saint Germain. A lot of people had a great deal of interest in Saint Germain, and he was on the show last week, and you guys wanted to hear some more. And so we asked him if he would come back again, and he is here. So it is Richard and myself and Saint Germain. Richard, do you want to see if Saint Germain had a little intro that he wanted to give, or should I just get right into asking questions?
Let me check. I think he might have a few words to say. Let's just see. He's saying that he does. So he is saying, I welcome this opportunity to come forth once more. As you are aware, there was some things that I mentioned that I wanted to discuss when I came forth last week. However, subjects got off onto other things, as you know, very interesting areas and very relevant. And so I wanted the opportunity to complete the subjects that I wanted to discuss, and there are many questions that people may have in relation to the work that I do or have done, and so I wanted to provide that opportunity also. But the major subject, in a sense, that I wanted to open up that was not possible last week because of time more than anything else was a little of my soul history. Because while some people have been interested in where I came from, where I was born, and I mentioned that I was born in Central Europe, but what is more relevant is, in my view, the soul connection that I carry. Because if you have been monitoring the work that has been coming forth from Carolyn and Richard over the last year or so, you will have begun to see that there are some threads beginning to come forth. Perhaps the strongest message about this came in Mother Mary's ebook that was put out beginning with last Christmas and came forth, I believe, around the end of January, or perhaps it was February of this year. And some themes she began to bring forth in that ebook. She talked about who she was, how she was an aspect of Alora, the High Cherubim Angel, and indeed how aspects of Alora had come forth on many occasions. And indeed Yeshua, I believe, spoke about this a few weeks back when he mentioned that Mother Mary was an aspect of Alora, and indeed every time an aspect of the monad that he represented, which is Marietta, whenever an aspect of Marietta came to the planet, that it was brought forth by an aspect of Alora. And indeed, the father of that aspect was always the counterpart of an aspect of the counterpart of Alora, which is Archangel Sandalphon. And what has not been understood in human history is that these are indeed three important threads that run throughout the history of humanity upon this planet. And they are aspects of Ellora, aspects of Sandalphon, and aspects of Marietta. These have come forth throughout human history to guide, to teach, and to bring forth key unfoldings, and to seek to bring forth key unfoldings upon the planet. And so these threads are important, and threads that, in my view, it is time that humanity began to understand. And so I do not wish to bring forth all of the examples that I might give, but let me just provide you with a few. And indeed, there are many examples where the aspects of Sandalphon and Ellora have come forth together and indeed dot your history. Examples would be Isis and her partner Osiris, going back in history, and the child that they brought forth that was well known was Horus, which was an aspect of Marietta. And so there are great parallels between Mother Mary and her husband Joseph and Yeshua. Very similar parallels. Again, we have the same aspects coming forth. And there are many of this nature throughout history. And some other aspects of Ellora are, for example, the one that was known as Atlan in Atlantis. Another was the one you know of as King Solomon. Another is Kuan Yin, and so on. There are many examples like this. And so I wanted to begin to put this connection in place for humanity. And my connection is with Sandalphon. And that connection also has seen other aspects come forth that history has recognized. Again, Yeshua's father in Joseph ben Jacob, but also Mary Magdalene's father in Joseph of Arimathea, to put that time frame in place. And I share that connection, as I said. Others that history knows are, for example, Merlin, that great wizard. And so there are many examples, as I say, that trace down through history. And so I didn't want to open this up completely. I simply wanted to give you some sense of this stream of consciousness, if you will, this interweaving of these three great beings throughout the history of humanity upon this planet. And so that is all I wish to say about this for this moment.
Thank you, Saint Germain. We do appreciate this. We have a caller online. I'm going to get their question and then come back to you, because you are a being of such great depth of knowledge that we want to bring forth as much as we can. So for now, Teresa from Arizona is online too. Teresa? I'm not hearing from Teresa. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe she hung up. Teresa, are you there? One more shot.
I'm going to get their question and then come back to you, because you are a being of such great depth of knowledge that we want to bring forth as much as we can. So for now, Teresa.
For whatever reason, we're not connecting with Teresa, and so we'll get back to Saint Germain. You have the I want to say we're not exactly sure when you were born and when you passed over, but you have the history of being here for many years on Earth. And I'd like to ask you about that, because some souls might cross over in 40 years, 80 years. And I want to know, first of all, how long you were here, what the purpose of it was, and the knowledge that you gained. Is that possible?
Yes, I am willing to discuss these items. Firstly, I lived for a little over 400 years, and that is a long time when considered in the context of how long most of humanity currently lives. However, I would mention that before the fall in Atlantis, there was not the aging of the physical body in the way that currently happens, and indeed that will also disappear as you prepare for and move through the ascension process. And before the fall in Atlantis, beings lived for commonly 1,000 years and beyond if they chose. There was not, as I said, the decay of the physical body that caused it, and so it was something that simply was a choice to move on from that incarnation. And so to live for a long period of time in the current context, the current expression of life on Earth, required the mastery of some very specific skills. And the numbers that have done this indeed have been quite small. Some of you may be aware that Yeshua's grandmother Anna lived for over 800 years. The one you know as Merlin lived for over 800 years. Perhaps the most striking example is the one that the world knows as Babaji, who I might say is also an aspect of Sandalphon, who has lived upon your planet for over 2,500 years and looks to be about 30. And so there is the ability to master the aging process if one understands how to go about this. And so I learnt those skills on my journey. I, from quite a young age, began to connect with some spiritual promptings, you could say, some sense of that I was here for a purpose. And my purpose, which is in many ways not well understood, was to embrace the metaphysical, the mystical traditions as they existed in Europe, if you will, to some extent the alchemical traditions, and to reinforce them. Because although it is not well understood, by coming forth and engaging them in that way and reinforcing them with my skills and abilities over that period of time, in a sense it reinvigorated them. And so in a sense my purpose was for the most part hidden, because my role was to reinforce those skills and abilities so that it would assist the coming forth of the skills and abilities of humanity as you approach 2012. So, although it is not understood, my lifetime was, for the most part, about undertaking some key preparatory work for what is now unfolding in your world. That was the primary reason that I came, and this has never been discussed in any other format. And so I come forth and share this with you on this occasion.
Thank you, Saint Germain. I appreciate that. And we have another caller, and this is Maria from Ontario on line one. Hello, Maria.
So good to hear you again. I wanted to ask Saint Germain if I have a specific past life that I can draw upon to help me fulfill my divine purpose this time around on the earth, or maybe he can give me guidance as to what is how can I move forward to fulfill my divine purpose this time around. I would greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Maria. Saint Germain, if we could put this into a two-part answer, I would appreciate it. First of all, Maria wants to know what she can do to move forward, and perhaps you can touch upon humanity in general, what they might be thinking about accomplishing and working towards to grow spiritually and perhaps to prepare for the great coming event within 2 years. So what can you add to this, Saint Germain?
Let me respond to the second part first. The key focus of humanity in general needs to be the preparation that needs to be undertaken before the arrival of those energies with the solstice of December 2012. As yet, humanity in general does not understand what is about to unfold, but they certainly will quite soon. And what needs to be done for every human being that chooses to participate in ascension is to undertake those three steps that have been spoken of before. The first is to acknowledge your Creator, to acknowledge that the particles that make up your soul are, you could say, on loan from your Creator. And as such, it is to acknowledge that you have a Creator, a being that created your soul. The second is to then undertake the process of clearing all of your past life negative karma. And whilst there have been many tools that work upon the planet that undertake this work to some extent, none of those tools comprehensively and assuredly completely clear those negative karmic energies in the way that the karmic clearing command does, because it has been given as a dispensation by the karmic board. And what happens in response to the experience of that command is that beings come forth from the other side of the veil, as you call it, and undertake that energetic clearing process on behalf of the individuals. And so every human being needs to experience this command. And you may or may not be aware that once the rejuvenation command comes forth, which I will cover shortly, this command and the karmic clearing command will in time be in the hands of many healers across the globe. And these commands will be used as part of a workshop which will essentially undertake some key preparatory work and education in relation to what is unfolding. And the third step is to rejuvenate the physical body. And there is material on the 2012 Countdown website which speaks of this, so I shall not go further into detail. However, I simply wish to mention that for all of humanity, these three steps are what is required, but that's all that's required in essence. So for all of humanity, that is the key process. Beyond this, there are those who have come forth in this lifetime who have it as part of their mission in this lifetime to bring forth these commands and to assist with this preparatory work. And there are quite a number already. Something close to 400 people have contacted Richard in one way or another to in response to being prompted with the realization that perhaps they have a role in this regard. And I would say to you, dear one, that you are another for whom this is so. This is why you are feeling prompted to ask this question. And so I encourage you to email Richard and let him know that we discussed this on this show tonight. And so it is.
Thank you, Saint Germain. Well, Maria, you got the news, dear.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've been studying Saint Germain's material for so long, and it's been a pleasure to hear those words right now. It's a blessing for me. Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad to be able to intervene and give it to you. So you have felt on some level that being a healer works for you?
Yes. Yes, I am a healer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Maria, for calling.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the next one on the line is Annette from Arizona is on line two. Annette.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you very much, Saint Germain. Thank you, Carolyn and Richard, for bringing Saint Germain forth, and thank you, Saint Germain, for being here. I channeled, and I don't know if this was correct or not, that you and I knew each other in your past life as Merlin. And what I channeled is that I used to go to your cave where you were, and that you taught me about healing, and that you were a healer of that time. And I wanted to know if that was correct, but I also more wanted to know, when you see those incarnate trying to offer healing, offering ourselves as channels of healing energy to others that are incarnate on the earth plane, what is it that you wish we would do more of or less of? Is it more important what's in our, what we're imagining, what we're envisioning for this person? Is it more important what we do with our physical forms in relation to theirs? I'd just like to know what you see when we try to heal one another here.
What I see. Well, first of all, thank you for the question. I have been a healer many times, and I have a great connection to Rome, to Greece, to so many places in the world. And whether we knew one another, I'm not quite sure at the moment. So you are a healer, and you were a healer from Rome channeling that one? Who are you channeling? I'm a little confused.
I was told that Merlin and I were friends.
Oh, Merlin. Okay.
Yes.
So I think she was addressing it to Saint Germain, Carolyn.
Okay. Well, let us ask Saint Germain that question then. If Annette was a friend of Merlin's.
You were one that studied with him and learnt some key healing skills and abilities from Merlin in one of your lifetimes. There were many individuals that came back over many lifetimes to work with Merlin. However, in your case, it was just the one lifetime that you shared with him. To answer your second question, the most important thing for you to do as a healer is to follow your intuitive guidance. Healers operate in different manners based on, to some extent, their soul history and to some extent the skills and abilities that they have mastered in this lifetime. And so there is no general rule that I would give you about the use of your body or some other approach. However, the most powerful guidance that you have in anything that you do in your life, including healing, is to follow your intuition. You will be guided as to exactly what you need to do, and the more you trust that, the more powerful and the more effective you will be as a healer and in your life.
Thank you so much. Saint Germain, thank you, Carolyn, Richard. Blessings to all.
You're welcome. Now, the next person on the line is Annette from Arizona. That was Annette. Teresa from Arizona. So we had two people from Arizona on line three. Teresa?
Hi.
Hi. What is your question?
Okay, I want to ask Saint Germain, greetings to Saint Germain. I love your violet flame. Thank you so much. And I love America. I want to ask you, I read, many years ago, I read one of your books about, you say you don't like us to, be, attached to believe the astrology. And I know many people believe astrology, and also some ascended beings also believe astrology. Can you make a comment on that?
Saint Germain, the question seems to me to be is, what is your opinion of astrology, and did you tell people not to become involved with it on some level? Maybe you can clarify that.
You may know that there are many of humanity that bring forth material which they claim to be from me or from some other being that in fact is not from that source. And I would say that indeed for the most part, most of what is brought forth ostensibly from beings on the other side of the veil is not accurate. That is not to say that all material is inaccurate, because it is not. But what I would say is that astrology is indeed very important. I always saw astrology as being a key skill, a key understanding, a key art. And indeed, it is one of the messages which is coming forth very powerfully as humanity begins to understand the nature of what is unfolding, the nature of these events beginning with that solstice of December 2012. This is an astrological alignment. And so if you understand this, then you would understand the essential role of astrology in so much of what unfolds upon your planet. Humanity's evolution, if you will, is guided astrologically. And so I simply would say that anything which came forth which said that I did not believe in astrology or discouraged people from considering astrology are not words that have come from me.
Thank you for clarifying that, Saint Germain. And the next person that has a question is Gregory from Florida on line one. Gregory.
Yes, good evening. I'm going to lighten it up maybe just a little bit. We have a spiritual celebration here in the United States and throughout the world that's probably already occurring in Asia and European countries called All Hallows Eve or Halloween.
Yeah.
The next day, it's called All Saints Day in Catholicism. And Saint Germain, do you share in this celebration in your dimension? And if so, how?
That's a neat question, Gregory. So Gregory wants to know, Saint Germain, if you share in some of these joyful holidays that we do on Earth, and in what way?
We do not directly engage in these celebrations. However, what does occur on, for example, All Saints Day is that we do see a greater number of individuals seeking to connect with many of us. And so in that sense, we become engaged in All Saints Day.
Well, Gregory, there you got it. The next person is Richard from California, is on line two. Richard?
Yes, I have a question for Saint Germain. I have been told by Ashtar and Zosser that I am a healer, and I just wondered if, and a teacher, I just wonder if that's a true statement from those people, or because I don't seem to have much success in healing at this moment.
Well, let me ask you a question, Richard. When you heard that perhaps you were a healer, how did you feel about that? Did you feel that there was some truth in it? Did you feel that perhaps it was inaccurate? Just where were your thoughts?
I was kind of stunned by it when I first heard it, and it was in the Ashtar on the Road meeting in Los Angeles where I first heard that. And I thought, me, a healer? And so then when I was told that Mother Sekhmet had taught me all of her healing secrets in a previous lifetime for me, I was somewhat aware of it because of the experience I had in Egypt when I was there in 2005. And I don't have, I guess, the complete faith that I need to have to do healing.
And, well, I'm not really asking at this moment whether you feel that you're in a position to do healing for people. I'm really talking here about intuition, because Richard and I work with teaching people how to use the right side of the brain to get information, to find truth, to connect with the body, to connect with the higher self. And one of the problems that I find is that people are relying upon others to give them personal information where we believe that we can empower ourselves and get this information by going within, like Yeshua suggested. And I kind of want to say this to help direct people to this thought that you have everything within you that you need to know. You've got your higher self working with you. You know, your soul is encouraging you. You have synchronicity in your life where things come up and you believe and feel that this is something that's important for you. And I also would suggest that you get some ideas and thoughts as to how to work from the right side of the brain, how to work with your intuition. So that's a little thing that I'd like to share with you, and we'll turn towards Saint Germain if we can, and he give us some ideas about this question. So, is the caller a healer, Saint Germain?
This one has been a healer in past lives, and indeed, although it is not part of his mission in this lifetime to bring forth the commands that we have been discussing, he is one who may choose to do that work. So that is an option for him. I would mention, however, that the one who you mentioned brings forth Ashtar, as Ashtar on the road, as it were, is not in fact bringing forth Ashtar. Indeed, Ashtar is no longer in that role in charge of the galactic fleet. That one known as Ashtar was replaced in his role because he was severely compromised by those beings of the dark. And there have been so many beings that have been compromised in many ways by the dark. And so I would say to you that anyone that is bringing forth Ashtar to your planet today, or believes they are indeed, are not bringing forth Ashtar. And so it is.
Thank you, Saint Germain. And thank you also, Richard. Now, Teresa from California is on line one. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Carolyn. Thank you so much for having Saint Germain come back again. And welcome, Saint Germain. I love you so much. This is Teresa in California. I think I spoke to you before from Mount Shasta, and I think we've shared many past lives together. And my question is, so many of my past lives are coming into my conscious mind, and they're so much fun and exciting, and is it best for me to be writing my stories, or how do I use those skills? What is the most important thing for me to be doing? And we have such a short time between now and 2012. What guidance do you have for me?
Humanity has entered that time when the recall of past lives is growing very rapidly. And you are ahead of the curve, you could say. You are beginning to remember many of those lives already, and that's a wonderful thing. And so the best thing you can do is begin to assist others in that recall process in some way or another, to be an example, if you will, in your life to those around you. As you say, there is very little time between now and the end of 2012. So the notion of writing a book about this in a hope of influencing humanity on a broader basis about the truth of this is perhaps not a useful way to spend your time. However, what I would say to you is that you, dear one, are one of those who have come forth in this lifetime to bring forth these commands if you choose. And so I encourage you to contact Richard by email and let him know of this conversation.
Well, there, thank you, Saint Germain. There you have it, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Jody from Washington is on line 3.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. I actually am holding in my hand a book titled Saint Germain on Alchemy, and I had a question about alchemy.
Wow. That's great.
Okay.
One of the things that he said he came to study. What was the question, Jody?
Well, I am actually, I hold the archetype of the sacred alchemist, so consider this my area of study also. And I have been working probably almost for the last year on manifesting from the ethers, solid objects into matter. So I am wondering, how close am I? I haven't been successful yet, but I'd like to know how close am I and if he has any advice or tips for me.
Why not go to the master, huh? Okay.
This is going to be interesting. I know nothing about this, so let's see what he has to say.
How he can enlighten us, huh?
Indeed. And he is saying, my dear Jody, you indeed are one that in previous lives have practiced the alchemical traditions, and so you are drawn to bring it forth in this lifetime. And what I would say to you is that indeed what you are working with is something which all of humanity will be reawakening to as you pass through that process of ascension. Some of you are aware, and I'm not sure, Jody, if you are aware, that approximately 1 week after the solstice of December 2012, there will be a trigger come forth to your planet which will reawaken the human DNA to once more having over 2,000 active DNA strands, as it did prior to the fall in Atlantis. You may imagine that the skills and abilities that the human physical form and the consciousness resident in that human physical form, what it is capable of with that reactivation, will be quite extraordinary in comparison with what you can currently do. And I would say that always the abilities that anyone practicing the alchemical arts since the fall has been relatively limited by comparison with what was possible before the fall and indeed what will be possible post-ascension. And so I would say to you that you are relatively close to bringing this forth. However, what will truly enable you to bring it forth will be the reactivation of the DNA, and you will be one who will begin to teach humanity how to do this once the ascension process is complete. That is why you are drawn to this, and you have built a lot of knowledge and understanding. And once the ascension process is complete, then your ability to do this will truly astound you. And so, as I say, you are one who will be teaching humanity how to go about the process of manifesting from the formless. That is why you are drawn to it at this time. And so it is.
Thank you, Saint Germain. Well, how about that, Jody? Isn't that exciting?
It is. I've been working with my higher self. I actually have been able to bring my higher self in from into my physical form, and so I've been working and holding lots of energies. I'm not a I'm a starseed, so I'm fairly aware, and I have access to a lot of the dimensions. So a lot of the beings in a lot of the dimensions, and I do get a lot of help. I was thinking it would be closer than that. I would be able to do it. I always kind of see myself as a system buster, and I thought I was going to be able to do it here so shortly. I kept feeling I was close. I don't know why. But
well, actually, you know, we're only a couple years away.
Yes.
We're not far at all. And just thought of activating the DNA and what we can do with it is truly astounding. So thank you for your question, Jody. We do appreciate it. And I would like to thank Richard for bringing that answer forth. For those of you who do not pick up the conversations from beings on the other side, you know, some call this channeling, which has in some instances is a designation that perhaps does not always hold grace because there are people who make mistakes with it. And if you're familiar at all with connecting with the thoughts of other people on the other side, one usually has to have some knowledge, some general knowledge within their own intuitive self of the information that is being brought forth. And I would like to congratulate Richard. He does astound me at times, no matter what the question is, whether he's familiar with it or not. He goes forward and brings through the answer, and he is extraordinarily accurate. So I'd like to offer that bit of praise for you, Richard.
Thank you, Carolyn. It is a bit testing sometimes.
Yes, and you see what Richard is demonstrating here that maybe some are not aware of is faith. And as I've mentioned to you earlier, Richard and I work with people on the soul healing conference calls, and we teach people how to go within, how to connect with conscious other forms of consciousness, such as your higher self, such as your body, the world around you. And one of the things that is important is that faith, that what you're receiving from the intuitive side is exactly what you're hearing. And people who ask this question, you know, well, how can I do this? Many times it is because there is fear there and there is not the faith. And we all go through that as we're learning to do it. So thank you again, Richard, for coming forth and bringing information from these great beings. Sylvia from Montreal is online too. Hello, Sylvia.
Yes, hello, Carolyn, and good evening, Richard. Thank you for taking my call as well. I would like to ask a very, very pointed question here. I'm employed as a nurse's aide, and I work in
your employed what?
Of Montreal, and I work on a palliative care unit, so you can well imagine that I deal with death and dying pretty much on a daily basis. And
yes.
And I truly, truly feel I'm in my element. I'm comfortable helping individuals who I know will not have much time left on Earth. And I do form some close bonds with some and not so much with others. But I would like to ask Saint Germain, there must be a very specific reason as to why I do feel like I'm in my element. I truly feel like I belong on that unit and nowhere else.
We'll turn this question over to Saint Germain, but before we do, I would like to say, Sylvia, that you offer such a remarkable service to people to help them cross over. It is the time of life where it is very helpful to a soul to have a compassionate being there to help them leave one form of consciousness and open up to another form of consciousness.
Right. And I want to add to that, Carolyn, that I feel truly honored that I can be of some assistance to these souls who do need the comfort of a gentle hand, even kind words when I have time, because I'm running on that unit, and I sometimes don't have the time that I would like to sit and talk with families and their loved ones. But when I do have a moment, I will sit with some and just talk to them and see if they have anything that they have on their minds they'd like to discuss. But I'm suspecting that my chosen field has everything to do with perhaps previous lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Well, you know, death and dying has such a connotation to it that can bring fear into someone's mind because it is an unknown. But it is good to be on a level where we're just moving from one consciousness to another, finishing up one job and starting something exciting. And if people could change their attitude a little bit, it would make a big difference. So, Saint Germain, Sylvia wants some understanding as to why she feels so at home doing this.
Sylvia is one that came into this lifetime with it being part of her mission to assist those crossing over in the way that she is doing, and that is the primary reason that she feels so much at home, because she is working in alignment with her mission, and there is nothing more satisfying to the soul than to do this. It is also true that Sylvia has undertaken this kind of work in many previous lives, and it takes great compassion and caring and love to undertake this work, and these attributes you have in abundance, dear one. You have brought them forth so many times to assist so many of humanity to cross over since the time of the fall, because, as you may understand, prior to the fall, humanity understood who and what they were, and so this was not a requirement. But in this current consciousness, which, as you know, is ending very soon, so many souls have been unaware of who and what they are and what lies ahead of them beyond the process of crossing over. And so I thank you for your contribution to humanity in this beautiful way.
Thank you, Saint Germain. And Sylvia, to you, thank you for what you are doing. It truly is a great need for this. That when people walk that line, to have someone like you who would be compassionate and hold their hand, that's beautiful.
I love what I do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Suki from California is on line one. Hello, Suki.
Hi, good evening, everybody in St. Germain.
Good evening.
I wanted to ask St. Germain, he mentioned briefly last week the tools that were now available to us all, and if he could elaborate on that
a little bit if possible. I know there's not much time left.
And no, and we really do need to, we're up to the time when we need to be off very soon. So, Richard, we do not have much time for St. Germain to give us a great answer on this, an involved answer. So let's see what you can find out.
The key tools that humanity needs to be focused on at this time are the tools of karmic clearing and rejuvenation. These tools, above all else, are the critical tools that humanity needs to embrace. And by embrace, I mean those who feel prompted that they may have a role to bring this work forth. They should contact Richard and have him check. Because if you are feeling prompted, then it is highly likely that indeed you are one that has come forth to do this. Because even though close to 400 people have put their hands up, there are many, many, many more people that have come to the planet who have it as part of their mission to do this work. As you might imagine, there is a lot of work to be done in a very short time. And so these tools are the most important tools that humanity needs to be aware of in this time window. And beyond that, those that need to experience these commands need to get themselves in a place where they can do so as soon as this becomes available. And so
thank
it
you.
Is.
Thank you, Suki. Thank you, St. Germain. And until next week, Richard and I send you our blessings. Richard, would you like to say one word?
Well, thank you, Saint Germain, and thank you for the opportunity to bring you forth, and thank you to everyone for your wonderful questions.
Yes, and if you haven't signed up for our email, do go to the website and do so, so you can be informed of all of these wonderful programs that we're doing. Good night for now.